Perek Hey Mishnah Hey. Ein Modedin Elamina Mumcha. When you measure to set the Erev Techumim for the border of the city, you only use one who is an expert in measuring. The Kahati explains, Klemish Aim Matidas Atchum Nasis El Aide Mumcha, Habaki Matidas Akarka. You have to use an expert, one who knows the land, knows how to measure, and he's the one that should measure the land for the border of Shabbos. Now, what happens? Riba lamakum echad umiyat lamakum acher. If he measures one side from the two corners, right? For example, he measures the southeast corner, and then he measures the northeast corner. Okay, but then he finds out that in one corner the tchum is bigger. Karen echad gadal tchum me'asher bechavarta. Then in one corner the tchum, the border is bigger than in the other corner. So what do? Shomen l'makom shiriba, hochem achar tchum shiriba. You go after the size of the tchum, of the border, that he makes bigger, and then you could add it, mosifim al makom shamiyit, and you could add on the smaller corner. Why? Because we say, shemakom amur, in the smaller corner, lomatach kol tzorko es chevel amadidah, the rope wasn't stretched out all the way. And because it wasn't stretched out all the way, one corner seems smaller. So the expert comes, he measures the southeast and the northeast corners, and one's bigger than the other. So then we take the smaller corner and we give it the din, the rule of the bigger corner, because we assume that the rope just wasn't stretched out all the way, and really it should be bigger, so we're going to go lean to the side of leniency. What about ribo l'achad umi le'acher? The Gemara explains that she'im madadu shnei mumchem, two experts measure a town, ze acher ze, one after the other. And then, one expert's measurements come out larger than the previous expert's measurements. Which expert do you go by? Shomen l'meruba. Hochem acher etchum shel hamodid shiriba. We go after the expert that gives a bigger shear, a bigger amount for walking, for the border of the city. So again, we're lenient. Afilu Evid, even a servant, Afilu Shivcha, even a Canaanite maidservant, Ne'eman and Loima, they are believed to say, they're not going to measure the city, but they have an Ne'eman, they're believed, they're trusted. If they say, Ad Kan Tchum Shabbos, they say, hey, we saw, so-and-so expert, Mr. John Smith, the expert, he measured the city up until here, so we believe them, they have an Ne'eman, a trust, that we could trust them where they say the expert measured until. Because this whole concept, since the concept of leaving the tchum of the 2,000 amos around the city is only a dirabban, it's only on a rabbinic level. So in these areas, we don't go after the stringent opinion, but we go after the lenient opinion. Because here we're not really discussing the carrying. The carrying is the on a Torah level. But the walking out of the tchum, out of the border, is more rabbinic. So in this area, we're going to be lenient in the following scenarios that we gave, and we're not going to lead to the side of stringency. Mishnah Vav. Now, in order to understand Mishnah Vav, we have to go through the following introduction, because really the Mishnah Vav has no place in this parak. We're discussing all about the tchum, the border, right, of a city, which has to do with walking, how much can you walk, nothing to do with carrying, right? But this much has to do with the Erev Chatzeros, the making an Erev in a courtyard or in a mavir, in an alleyway, that would permit the carrying, not necessarily the walking. So why this mission is here, the Mefarshim, the commentaries have different approaches. But let's just understand what the mission is telling us. So let's go over the introduction. Ir hamukef aschoma, a city that is surrounded by a wall, which is the height of 10 tefachim tall, 10 handbreadths tall, and it has doors that are able to be open and closed at night. We look at this entire city as a mavoy, as an alleyway, that when you do a shituf, when you make this erev of the chatzers or the erev of the mavoy, shituf chatzers or shituf mavos, we permit it to be metatal to carry in the whole city on Shabbos. However, Yish Hevdil is a difference be'inyan zeh bein ir shel yachid. If the city was owned by one individual, a big gvir, he owned the whole city, and then he just rented all the houses to tenants. And there's a difference between a city that's owned by rabbi, meaning it's owned, each home is owned individually by separate people. So there's going to be a difference of how you make the shituv, how you make the Erev. Because in an era, a city that was owned by one individual, so all the dwellers make one shituv, one, you know, Erev amongst themselves, and that's permitted to carry in the whole city. But when the city is owned by a bunch of people individually, so then you don't make an Erev and pardon everybody up to carry in the whole city. Rather, you have to leave a small part of the city that's not included in the Erev, and then all the rest of them make the Erev, and then therefore it's permitted to carry in the whole entire city except for that one area that you leave over. And why would you leave over one area? It's because of a hecker, to make a hecker. Kadesh yadu anshi erev, so people should know, sha'ayli erev, only through an erev is it permitted to start carrying in this whole city. Because even though you see a ton of people here, there's a ton of people. So maybe you think it's a Rosh Rabin that you're not allowed to carry in, and they're carrying, so it's going to look like Mara Sion, like what's going on over here? We know you can't carry in a Rosh Rabin, you know, under any scenario. So by leaving over this small portion and not including in the erev, people will know, oh, they must have made an erev, and that's what they can carry amongst themselves. However, Gama Dayarim, most of the dwellers in the Erev, that in the Chelek, in the portion that's left without an Erev, you know, so they're permitted to make their own Erev amongst themselves, if they're Rabbim, if there are enough people, because we have to just leave them in the dark. And they can carry amongst themselves, but they can't carry into the rest of the city that has their Erev. So it'll be like two, you know, separate portions. The majority of the city with their Erev, minority of the city with their Erev, and they can't carry from one to the other. With that in mind, our mission is going to discuss now what happens if you have a city that used to be owned by one individual, rented out to tenants, and then it became a city that, you know, everyone owns their own homes, or the other way around. So, you know, what's going to be the rule? What kind of ruling do you give it? And when you do have to leave over a part of the city, you know, how big or how small does that part have to be? So let's see. Ir shel yachid, if you have a city owned by one individual, he's a big gvir, he owns the whole town, he rents out all the homes to tenants. And then v'nasis shel rabim, the city converts and everyone owns their own individual homes. So what status does it have? Me'arvenes kula, you can make an erev amongst the entire city, called Dairi Ir Me'arvim, all the people of the city can make an erev chatzeros for the whole city, to permit carrying in the entire city. Like we just mentioned, just like when you make an erev for Shittith Mavos, to combine all the alleyways to carry together. Me'arvenes kula, they could carry in the whole city, just like when they were owned by one individual. Because you said when it's owned by one individual, you can make an erev for the entire city. And they could all carry. When it was owned by multiple people, we said you just leave over a portion, right? So here, it was owned by one individual, and then people bought their own homes. So we say, look at it as its previous status, and therefore you can make an erev that covers the entire city and include everybody. And the other way around, v'shel rabim, a city that was owned by multiple individuals, everyone owned their own home, v'nasu shel yachid, and then one big gvir comes and buys the whole town, and rents it out to tenants. So now, you can't make an Erev that's going to cover the entire city, right? Unless you leave over a part of the city, you know, which is not included in the Erev, like we mentioned in the introduction, because again, even though now it's owned by one individual, we give it its original status when it's owned by the public, and when it's owned by the public, you have to leave over a small portion, so people know that the rest of the town's carrying, not just for the heck of it, and not that they look like a Rosh Rabim and they're carrying a Rosh Rabim, but rather they have a special Erev set up to permit them to carry, like Erev Chatzeros or Erev Mavos. And then we said also that the minority portion could make their own Erev amongst themselves, and they could carry amongst themselves so that they don't feel left out. And then the two portions, the majority of the city and the minority of the city, would each have their own Erevs to carry, you know, amongst themselves. And they bring an example, Ki Ir Chadasha Shev Yehuda, like the Ir called Chadasha in the place of Yehuda, Sheyeshba Chamishim Deyurim, had 50 dwellers. The Gemara explains, Ir Achaz Ha'esb Yehuda, there was a city in Yehuda, it was called Chadasha, and there were 50 dwellers in it, men, women, and children. Ubahayu Mishayim Chacham, the Chacham gave a shear, an amount, V'hiyos a shear, meaning the amount that you have to leave over to be a minority of a city has to be the amount of 50 people. That's the shear. Right? When you have this big city and you're making an Erev in it, and we said leave over a small part as a hecker, that small part has to be 50 people, just like the city of Chadasha in Yehuda. And the truth is, this minority portion doesn't have to be in the actual city. It could even be in a neighboring town. So the idea is that you leave, when you have a city owned by, you know, individuals, and you have to leave over a portion as a heker to show that they have an heir that's permitted them to carry, so that minority has to be 50 people, and it could be 50 people in their own town or in a neighboring town is also good enough. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, these are the words of Rabbi Yehuda that holds that the amount that you have to leave over would be 50 dwellers, just like the city of Eir Chadasha in Yehuda. Whereas Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no, Shalosh Chatzeros Shal Shnei Batim, it's enough to have Shashir, the amount that you leave over, it could be enough, all it has to be is three courtyards, Shish B'chol Achaz, and in each courtyard you have two homes, much smaller amount you have to leave over, you know, and that would be enough. So he argues, not 50 people, but just enough of amount of three courtyards, with, and each courtyard has two homes in it. And in fact, the halacha actually is that afilu chatsa achas, one courtyard that has one home in it, even that would be enough to be a shir, to be an amount that you leave over for the city. And then the Mishnah ends with a little twist that the Gemara brings down, that if you do have an heir of Rabbim, that the rule is that you have to, you know, make an heir for the whole town, but leave over a minority of the town. If this town only has one entranceway, so we'll actually give it the din of an heir that's owned by, a city that's owned by one individual, and then you can make an heir for the entire thing, and you don't have to leave over any small amounts as a heker, because once it has one opening, we look at it as a city owned by one individual. Okay, and that concludes Mishnah Vav.